Hello everyone, and welcome to this audio demonstration of HeroFly. The purpose of this is to basically demonstrate the new upcoming version of HeroFly version 2, and especially all the new additions that have been added since the first release of HeroFly a year or so ago. So firstly, what is HeroFly? It is an audio flight simulator. You can basically fly anywhere in the world. It's got these very, very realistic world maps, and you fly with your aircraft from whatever location, and it's about as realistic as it gets in terms of that anyway. The game was developed by a Slovak developer, Stefan Kiss, so it was initially only available in Czech and Slovak, and then it got translated into English about a year ago. And I do believe that there is also Spanish and Arabic translations, as well as potentially a German and Portuguese ones in the works. So you do get this in multiple languages. Also, this version, as I said, bringing in quite a few changes, so this recording I will try and focus on that. But also, if you are new to HeroFly, this is also, at least in my view, I'm going to try and make as good an introduction as I possibly can, and then you can obviously decide if you want to play it or not. So it may be a very long recording because we have a lot to go through, so sit back and relax, whatever you choose to do, and we will start with the options in the game, and afterwards I will demonstrate flying, especially taking off and landing, and then also working with the ground control and the different towers. Okay, first
MBDA menu, preferences of general, voice settings, voice settings, variant, colon, combo box, meet, colon, slider 55,
just going to adjust my rate a little bit so we have a reasonable speed. I hope that is understandable for everybody. And we can now launch the game.
When?
Welcome to HeroFly. About HeroFly.
HeroFly.
Okay, so we are in the main menu, so we follow the standard commands in which we find in most audio games, you know, the arrow keys to go through each option and enter to select. And if we go down, the first option
tasks.
Is tasks. So the premise of this game is that HeroFly is a company and you are training to become a pilot. So these tasks are what they assign you to do, and you basically have to fly from A to B, and they reward you by upgrading, or you basically get promoted. And when you get promoted, you unlock extra aircraft. In this game, it's divided, it's category 1, category 2, category 3, aircraft and subsequent airports. So category 1 is the smaller aircraft like Cessnas, etc., and you start on smaller airports as well. That's usually where we start off. And the first flight that I'm going to demonstrate is going to be on a category 1 airplane. In category 2, a little bit bigger. I think these are primarily used for local flights, maybe like from one place, in a particular country, or smaller distances, for example, maybe about 2,000-4,000 kilometers. And then category 3, your large planes going intercontinental flights, and they are the last category you can reach. And yeah, as I said, you play these tasks so you can obviously upgrade, get promoted to that.
Free flying.
The free flying is basically you can fly anywhere in the world you wish to fly. You can set this up yourselves, and this is also something that I'll demonstrate later on.
Manual walking through map.
So another purpose this game has, it's not just a flight simulator, it can also serve as an atlas, and some people I know actually only uses it for this purpose. you go in here and you can basically go through the map as you wish. You do this by using your arrow keys, up, down, left, and right, to move in a particular direction, and you use the backspace key to determine the distance that you move in one go. So you can go like 100 meters, 500 meters, a kilometer, 10, 100, 1,000, and then you basically explore the world in this way. I'm not going to demonstrate that as such. This is also something you can play around with. I remember this was actually the first thing I did when I got this game. That fascinated me for a very, very long time.
Profiles.
So, obviously, when you play this game, you set up a profile. You can have more than one profile that will determine your progress in the game. I have a few. Test one, which we are going to use for the purposes of this recording, another one which I copied from the first version, and then another one I started with on Eurofly 2.
Voices,
you can basically decide if you want Sappy or your screen reader.
Options.
Now, we are quickly, well, not very quickly, because this is where things get a little bit complicated. I'm going to go through some of these options. I'm not going to explain every option. I'm going to go through these, which I think are the most important ones. We'll read through everything, but I will only explain these I think need to be explained. A lot of these do speak for themselves. Notable here, I've never seen this in an actual audio game, but it kind of looks like a program now, as opposed to what we had in Eurofly 1, where you would just set the settings from the game itself. So it looks like a regular application. It's got a lot of tabs. It's got general.
Map tab selected. Flip tab selected. Volume tab.
That is flight, by the way.
Flip tab selected.
Not volume tab. Flit, but we'll get to that.
Volume tab selected. Systems tab selected.
So let's quickly go through these.
General tab selected. General property page user data path d:\downloads\Eurofly\ change button. Profile manager button. Home air profile.
With the profile manager, and obviously we're pressing tab to go through these. As I said, it looks like a regular program.
Profile
manager, you can basically edit and delete your profiles and create them. You will also, before you fly, be prompted to make a profile if you have not yet done so.
Home airport button.
Now, this is a new feature that was actually added a day or so ago. By the way, this is what I'm running at the moment, is a beta version of version 2. By the time you listen to this recording, it should be released in full. The home airport, so when you start with a free flight, because the game was developed by a Slovak developer, you would automatically start in Bratislava. Now, not everybody wants to start there for whatever reason, maybe primarily because they don't live there. So you can set this up and you can decide where you start off automatically. Of course, you can change that within the game, and I'll show you how. I'm not going to do anything there at the moment because I will... Again, you'll be prompted to set this before you actually fly.
Distance format, metric-kilometers, radio button checked.
Now, also new in this version, you can actually decide what distance format you want. It used to only be metric. I prefer the metric system, but I know there are many people who
American-miles radio.
Prefer miles. Although, I must warn you, at the moment, there's a little glitch. Because if you have to land and you get all these tower instructions, it will still tell you, even though you use miles, to contact tower 2 kilometers away from the airport, because all these pre-recorded voices come from Eurofly 1. And if it sounds confusing, it will make sense later. So I use the metric system, it works for me, and you can adjust that accordingly.
Add quote minus quote word before negative numbers checkbox not checked. Check for updates after startup checkbox checked. Opti key for weather information edit. Selected FD.
So another feature, one of my favorite features that came into this version, is real weather. So it uses the open weather maps to give you the actual weather at a given airport. So you can basically start off by getting the real weather at... the airport you start off with. So how do you do this? You need an API key, which would be generated if you make an account on the open weather maps So it prompts you for the key first, and then it says...
At the new airport, start with real weather checkbox checked.
That.
Get up.
So you can basically toggle if you want to start at the new airport
at
or not.
The new and get then up key button.
If it says get API key, you go into that, and it will open the Open Weather Maps website. All you need to do is to create an account with an email address. You can use any email address. I think you could even use those disposable ones people use because they don't want to get spammed. Although, that being said, they do not spam you. So it's pretty straightforward. Just create your account, give them your email, and you can use it for free. I have, however, been told that you can only use it 500 times a day that you can, like, consult it, get the weather from it. So don't spam it too much when you fly. So what happens is you register, and then it gives you this API key, and you paste that into the edit field we were at just a few moments ago, and you save it then.
Status monitor edit, selected height sped master Arlan.
So I'm not sure what the purpose of this is. It basically tells you how they monitor status, I suppose, like height and so on. But just ignore that. It's nothing I think that you can really change.
Height to complete a task packs checkbox checked.
And we'll get to task packs rather. This was added recently, and I'm not sure if it quite works yet. Now, remember, I'm recording this as close as possible to the actual release, but I'm not sure if I'll get absolutely everything covered, because some of these things were added very, very recently, and task packs being one of them. I think what it will inevitably do is allow people to create their own task packs away from the main missions that you have to do, because some of those tasks are a bit limiting, and some people complete it and then they get bored. So you obviously want to continue playing, I guess. So hopefully in the future, users would be able to generate their own task packs, and share it around.
Okay, button. Get app control. Get map tab selected.
The map.
Map source. Map property page. OpenStreet Maps radio button checked.
So this is really cool. You can actually choose your map source. There's OpenStreetMaps. This is newly added. And then if you go down,
GeoNames radio button checked.
Down arrow key, you can also pick between that and GeoNames. GeoNames, I think, was the one that was used in version 1. OpenStreetMaps work mostly, depending on what country you are in, and some it doesn't work at all, and also depends on your region. So it's kind of like a positive and negative at one point, and sometimes it's a bit more detailed, other times it's not. So that would be something you need to decide for yourself, which one you prefer. I'm using OpenStreetMaps at the moment.
Decimal number separator, comma radio button checked.
So here you could also determine if you want to use commas, periods, when you enter codes like the frequency or the transponder.
If there are too many results, show the list checkbox checked.
With this, basically, if you use some of the keystrokes, and we'll see how this works within the aircraft, when it lists locations around you, it may do so by just rambling them off, or it will open a list and you can read it manually, and you can adjust this accordingly.
Show list if it is more than edit multi-line, select a 3. Synchronize movement and view in manual view checkbox not checked. Zero position. Zero is north radio button checked.
So you can also adjust this if you want to.
Zero is in front of you radio button checked.
So zero can either be north, as in 090 being east, 180 being south, 270, or you can make it positionally. I prefer keeping it this way. It just makes more sense to me personally, and make sure that I know that I'm actually going in a particular direction, but you can adjust this if you wish.
Compass appearance, compass hours radio button checked. Compass degrees radio button checked. Compass hours radio button checked.
And I think this also.
Okay button, can tab, flip tab selected.
And flight, again, I just quickly want to note that the English translation is not perfect. Okay, so I don't really know why, because many people have tried at least to translate this game into English, but I think there's been a bit of a miscommunication between them and the developer. Although, to be fair, his English is a lot better than my Slovak, so I'm not going to be too picky here. I've kind of grown used to it. It is understandable for now, and hopefully at some point This will be fixed completely.
Flip property page, range of airport 1 left parent, KM right parent, edit mode.
So remember what I said about category 1, category 2, and category 3? So here you can adjust the range from which the towers would contact you when you get in range. For category 1,
flip property page, range of airport 1 left parent, KM right parent, edit multi-line, selected 19.
19 kilometers, so this is obviously measured according to that.
Range of airport 2 left parent, KM right parent, edit multi-line, selected 35. Range of airport 3 left parent, KM right parent, edit multi-line, selected 50.
And we'll see more practically how this works as we fly.
Range of capitals left parent, KM right parent, edit multi-line, selected 35.
So there's also a little toggle that you could see a country's capital city so that it would beep. I've turned these off because it's mostly a bit annoying. But again, we'll see how that works when we fly.
Range of points left parent, KM right parent, edit multi-line, selected 35. Navigation tone frequency, edit multi-line, selected 1.
I believe that if you have that particular frequency at 1, it is off, and 0 is on.
Frequency of turbulent areas, edit multi-line, selected 12.
So now you can actually toggle how many turbulent areas there must be. So I guess if you have that frequency higher, there's more, and lower, less. I may be wrong here, but this is kind of my understanding of this.
Frequency of turbulences, edit multi-line, selected 400. Frequency of little storms, edit multi-line, selected 6. Start a new day in the Android checkbox checked.
So as part of trying to make this a little bit more realistic in Eurofly 2, you start off in the hangar. And you can make it either, I suppose if you uncheck this box, you'll start in the hangar every time. If not, only once a day that you have to get out of the hangar. And I'll show you how that works as well. That is a bit of a long process. So I prefer to keep this checked, so I only have to get out of the hangar once every day.
Fly according to the timetable, checkbox not checked.
So another thing is you can also fly according to a timetable. For those of you who don't know, it will basically give you a specific time that your flight needs to take off, and you need to get to your runway in that time. I prefer not to have this on, otherwise in some instances you may wait forever before you get clearance, but this is entirely up to you. If you want a more immersive experience, then toggle this one on. Well, actually, I do believe it's on by default. So if you don't want this, then switch it off.
Display the arrival time in the navigation checkbox not checked.
Also, you can make it display the actual time, or it will just tell you how long you'll take. So it could either be 20 minutes or you can arrive at 5:20. I prefer to just keep it at a basic time because obviously this will not stay the same depending on how you fly and your speed and so on. So again, personal preference.
OK button. Can't tab control. Volume tab selected.
Now, the volume, you can adjust all the different system sounds that you encounter in this game, including flight, the noise of the airplanes, the music, airports, towers, other aircraft. I'll quickly go through what mine is, and obviously as you press tab here, you can adjust this accordingly with the arrow keys. I've just found that at first, when everything is 100%, you think to yourself that this is extremely loud. So I've adjusted a few things accordingly, and you can also just play around with this.
Volume property page, music edit multi-line, selected 50. Engines edit multi-line, selected 71.
I'm actually going to decrease this by 10%, maybe put it about 60-ish, just so that you can actually still hear me over the noise of the aircraft in when we actually demonstrate
66.
How this works,
60.
Just in case.
Aircraft edit multi-line, selected 80.
This is for
transmitters edit multi-line, selected 80. Airport edit multi-line, selected 100. Weather edit multi-line, selected 80. Towers edit multi-line, selected 100. Stewards edit multi-line, selected 100. Tones edit multi-line, selected 100. OK button. Cancel tab control. Volume tab. Systems tab.
And then the last tab here, the systems.
Systems property page. Joystick mode checkbox not checked.
If you do not own a joystick, I would highly recommend that you uncheck this checkbox, especially when you start out with your Category 1 airplanes. And why? Because when you adjust your nose angle to obviously level out or to ascend or descend, it should adjust itself by one value only, but if joystick mode is on, for some reason it does so by two, and it could cause a lot of confusion. So uncheck this one if you don't use a joystick to play. I myself do not own a joystick, so I don't have the setting on.
Use intercom checkbox checked. Active tower checkbox not checked. Obligatory to follow tower instructions checkbox not checked.
So you can actually decide if you want to follow the tower instructions. So if it tells you to rise to 10,000 or whatever, and if you don't, I guess if you have this box checked, it will probably crash you if you don't. So it's up to you what you want to do here.
Smaller storms checkbox checked.
So you can now even toggle storms and turbulences. You can actually maybe have a completely storm-free flight if that's what you wish.
Large storms checkbox checked. Turbulences checkbox checked. Turbulent areas checkbox checked. TCAS checkbox checked.
TCAS, also a new feature. You can also toggle this if you wish, but I mean, I have this on because it makes it a bit more immersive, as I mentioned earlier. If you have the setting on, at some point during your flight, it happens at random, the TCAS will go on and it will tell you to either rise or descend as not to crash against another aircraft.
Critical events checkbox checked.
And critical events, also something that is still being tested, as far as I know. Something could potentially happen, like smoke coming out of your engine, and then you need to land. You need to have an emergency landing. So you would basically type in 1215 in your frequency, and then you are allowed to make an emergency landing. That in itself is straightforward enough once you know how to land, and it will tell you. But it also, again, happens completely at random.
Okay button.
And that is our settings. And since we actually did change a few things, I'm going to click OK.
About Eurofly.
And we are back in the menu.
Options.
Go back to options.
Test your speakers.
I think this is important just in case. And you'll see why, because sometimes you do need to turn according to your
left, right.
Test your speakers.
Okay, so that's in order.
Add-ons.
Add-ons. So to enhance some of the game experience, you can add additional tower voices, additional stewards, and additional ground. So all these recordings you'll hear when we actually start flying is of actual volunteers who recorded some lines for towers and will tell you, for example, your frequency, your squawk number to enter, and the same for stewardess. So they will tell you whatever, you know, welcome to the flight in this specific way, and you can, and constantly they actually release new ones, so you can download these as you wish in any of the available languages. So if we go down here,
installed left parent, 19 right parent,
it tells
collapsed.
Me that I have 19 add-ons installed.
Available left parent, 39 right,
and there are 39 others available.
Available
so
left parent, 39 right parent, collapsed.
Expand this menu with the right arrow key.
Expanded. Towers left parent, 23
it
right parent, collapsed. Stewards left parent, 14 right parent, grounds left parent, 2 right parent, collapsed. Stewards left parent, 14 right parent, collapsed.
So if we expand, let's say this one.
Check left parent, 4 right parent, collapsed. Slovak left parent, Spanish left parent, grounds left parent, slow check
so
left
it
parent.
Tells me, and it only gives you what you don't have, so it won't, like, confuse you. So let's say, for example, I wish to download one of these. We expand.
Expanded.
And then all you need to do from here is you press tab, and then it will download, it will open an executable, and it will just, you can save this in your data location, which I do think it would automatically save to, so you don't need to manually browse to it all the time. Okay, so we are not actually going to download collapsing everything again, and then to get out of here,
close button.
We press shift tab and it will close.
Space. About Eurofly, about the add-ons,
and then
about
the program,
program.
About Eurofly, these will just give you some basic details. Okay, so that's it for the options. I do hope that makes sense, and you can set this game up as you wish. Now, I'm going to try and demonstrate what exactly you are supposed to do when you need to take off and land.
About your
and
tasks.
And we are going to start with tasks.
List, redden,
so,
redden.
Before you do this, normally it would prompt you to create a profile. In my case, I have a few profiles, and this is why we have this list. So we have a few, so I'm just going to go down
Random
the arrow keys. And the one specifically for the purposes of this recording is to test one, so I'm just going to press enter on this.
Information dialog, your profile can be registered on server and you can join the world community. Do you want to sign up for this profile? Yes, but no, plus Y.
And you can basically decide if you want to do this. If you do, your profile name would display on the website. And you can also view your progress from there, and it will tell you like what level you are and how many times you've been able to take off successfully and land successfully. For the purposes again of this recording, I'm not going to register this one online, but if you do, it will just ask for your name, your country, and you can fill this in as you wish. But
no,
I'm going
but
to say no.
Space pressed. Forms to choose an airport which we set as your home airport. List
and
Afghan
remember
land.
What I said earlier about it prompting you to choose your home airport? So I'm going to choose a local airport.
South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa, Durban, South Africa, Johannesburg, Lanseria, South Africa, Johannesburg, OR, Ambo.
This one.
Eurofly.
But obviously, Land. Because we are doing tasks, we do not start here. You start where you're supposed to start. Okay, so we are finally in the flight. We are in the hangar. Firstly, you probably want to find out what you need to do in your given task. So we are going to press A, and it should read the task.
Hello, test one. Welcome in our Eurofly company. We are glad to that you selected to work in our company. We are a big company, and I believe that you will be loved to work here. Don't be angry, but for us, you are a beginner, and in this case, we need to test your skills. Your first 10 flights will be testing, that we will look how it is going, and until you will be practicant, you will not transport any passengers. For the first time, you will fly with small aircraft, Cessna C-172, and your task is flight from Mozambique to the Surrey. It is only about 11 kilometers. Please do everything the best to safe take off and land. Both airports are small, and we don't expect any problems. Good luck, eh?
Okay, remember what I said about the English? It is understandable, though. So you need to fly from one airport in Slovakia to another very close airport.